my privilege to announce Andrew Little as the leader of the Labour Party.
Thank you all, and thank you for being here this afternoon. I want to begin by saying it's truly a great honour to have been elected the leader of the Labour Party, and a great privilege to have the opportunity to serve in that role. I want to begin by acknowledging my fellow contestants in this very important race, Grant, David and Nanaya. This has been a clean fought race. I think the tone has been excellent. The response we've had from the meetings has been very good. The meetings has made their expectations very clear, and I want to thank Grant, David and Nanaya for their support and their role in the last few weeks. I want to say that I don't underestimate the task ahead. We are 25% of the party vote in the last election, and we have work to do. And the message from the members has been very clear. They expect us to get on and make it work and make it good for Labour across the country. So there are a number of things we have to do. The caucus needs a plan that we all agree on. We need a strategy to work to, and we need discipline and focus. And we will have that under my leadership. The party organisation is going under review at the moment as a result of the election, and we need to make sure that the party is strong and effective right across New Zealand, because we won't win without it. In relation to policy, we need to get the policy review process underway, and that has been a point of discussion during this election race, and we need to make sure that the policies we go into 2017 with are the policies that are New Zealanders' priorities. They are clear and understood, and they give us the chance to win in 2017. But finally, the most important task is to reach out to those hundreds of thousands of New Zealanders who used to vote for us, but who no longer do, but who are looking for a reason to do so. And so we will be reaching out, we will be talking, we will be listening, and we will be understanding their issues and their concerns. And we will develop a strategy and policies and priorities that are relevant to them. And we will be measured by, or what we will do will be measured by what we want them to remember going into 2017. And I'm confident we pull all that together with a great, united, focused caucus, an effective winning party organisation that we will set ourselves up to win in 2017. I'm happy to answer your questions.
It's a close run thing, Mr. Little. Do you believe that you'll be able to unite the caucus who, in fact, were in the minority in that?
Yes, the caucus understands what happened on the September the 20th this year. They know what it takes to win. We are all now very clear about what we have to do, and we will get on and do it, and I'll provide the leadership to ensure that that happens.
You've only won by 1.4%. It's basically split. What sort of mandate is this?
No, it's the system that that our party members and all of its bits and pieces vote by. That is a mandate, and I will be leading under that mandate.
But you wouldn't have won without the unions. The only reason you've won is that you got 75% of the affiliates. Graham Robertson beat you everywhere else. The only reason you won is because of the unions that you used to work for. You were put there by the unions.
No, I've won the vote for the party leadership, and I'll be leading the party.
You wouldn't have won the vote without the unions. You've been put there by the unions.
All parts of the party voted, and I've won that vote.
Would you prefer Grant Robertson to be your deputy now, given that it's so close?
Well, I'll be talking to Grant, David and Nanaya over the next few days, and I want each of them to be part of the senior leadership of the party.
A large part of your support came from Nanaya's supporters. How will you recognise that loyalty, I guess?
Well, I'll be having a discussion with all caucus members over the next few days about the caucus lineup, the front bench lineup, and the allocation of portfolios, and I'm confident that that we will see a front bench and a caucus allocation that reflects the support and frankly the future of New Zealand.
A lot of the support which got you to the finish line in the second round came from the Ngāi Mahuta supporters, so how will you recognise that?
Yeah, and we will have a front bench that will be reflective and representative of New Zealand. That's the undertaking I've given throughout, and that was, well, you will see that when you get through that process.
How are you going to be in 2017?
We'll be focusing on the issues that matter to New Zealanders, and we'll be talking openly and honestly about the issues. What we won't be doing is what he has done for now for so long, which is give the appearance of this sort of happy-go-lucky chappy, but run the most vilest, nastiest smear machine that we've ever seen in New Zealand politics. We'll be calling him out on that, but we'll be talking to New Zealanders openly and honestly about the things that matter to them.
Andrew, sorry to interrupt. Is your cell phone on there? It's just that it keeps making vibrating voices or something.
Yeah, possibly mine.
Possibly yours. Can we put it in your pocket? Your pocket.
That's right.
Andrew Little, you got whips in New Plymouth. How can you beat John Key nationwide?
Because New Zealanders are looking for a party, looking for the Labour Party actually, to go back to its basics, to talk about the things that matter to people. What people are most concerned about now are their jobs, and if they don't have a job, whether they'll get one. They're concerned about what they can earn, whether they can earn enough to provide for themselves, to live in dignity. Those are the issues actually that most people are concerned about, and we'll be talking about those issues.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the Labour Party, I'm talking about you. You got absolutely hammered in New Plymouth. If you can't win New Plymouth, how can you win New Zealand?
It's my experience in New Plymouth that actually motivated me to put myself forward, because I could see gaps in what Labour has been doing over some time. That's what propelled me to put my name forward. I'm here now. I'm going to leave. I'm going to take those experiences with me, and I'll be talking to New Zealanders about their issues.
Why did you win this particular race? What was it that gave you that tiny edge you need?
I think getting around the meetings, all sorts of meetings, the formal ones and the informal ones, people were very clear they wanted to change. I think it was that and the bubbly personality.
Were there deals done?
No deals were done.
Do you have a
Listen, I'll be talking to all caucus colleagues over the next few days about allocation of responsibilities, and that'll become evident in due course.
But
still,
what's the woman?
Well, I'll be talking to all caucus colleagues over the next few days about allocation of responsibilities, and who the deputy is will become evident in due course when a recommendation is made to caucus and the caucus passes the buck.
You still want a woman deputy?
I want a front bench that is as reflective and representative of New Zealand as possible.
So your preference is that your deputy would be a woman?
Well, I want a front bench that is reflective and representative of New Zealand as possible.
But just on that note, and obviously you want a front bench which represents all of New Zealand, but Māori will be wanting to know what their support, I mean, that essentially returned back to Labour. They'll be wanting to know what their strong Māori caucus will get out of your leadership and their vote as well. What can you offer them?
Yeah, well, I'm well aware of the performance of our Māori caucus, our Māori members, the fact that we've got now 6 of the 7 seats. And that's why I think it is important that we have a front bench that is as reflective and representative of New Zealand as possible.
So apart from that, though, can you give us an inkling of what they can expect?
I've been in the job for a few minutes now, and things will take their time and decisions will be made in due course, but I understand the urgency now of building the team to get ourselves ready for next week, but those decisions will be made and announced in due course.
Is the capital gains tax and the retirement age, are those two policies gone?
Well, they will be policies that will be reviewed. I've made my position clear. I am very clear about over the next 3 years, not just having a plan, but having a strategy and having policies to suit. And the question will be, within a couple of years' time, what do we want New Zealanders to remember us by, to know us by? And the policies and the plans that we put together will be reflective of that, the answer to that question. But those things will be developed with the caucus and the New Zealand Council of the Party over the next week.
But you're the leader now. I mean, are those policies going to go like you said?
I've laid out my position about it. I think those policies are a problem for us. But there is a process to go through now. So we will go through that process. Those are decisions of the New Zealand Council, of the caucus, and the various machinery of the party. But I am very clear about what I think we need to do to make ourselves viable for 2017, and I'll be putting that up.
You're a former trade union leader. Where do you see yourself on the political spectrum? Left or centre?
Well, I see myself as offering the best hope to hundreds of thousands of New Zealanders who currently have no hope. And that's what I'll be talking to them about and leading the party to deliver for them.
But does Labour need now to look at the centre ground that it essentially lost in the September vote?
Well, Labour needs to be able to provide solutions to New Zealanders that are relevant to their issues. That's the big thing. That's why we will take some real time over the next few months, possibly the next year, to get out and talk to New Zealanders across the whole countryside and reconnect and understand. That's what we'll be doing. And I'm confident that through that process, through our own reflections, through our own work, we will be the party that will have something genuine to offer for all New Zealanders going into 2017, not just making an ever smaller group richer and richer.
Ideologically, though, where do you see yourself? I mean, are you left or centre?
Well, I come from the left. I'm in a leadership role with a party that has a broad membership, and we will provide leadership to this country that is about providing the solutions for New Zealanders today.
Will David Cunliffe be on your front bench?
I'll be having discussions with all caucus members over the next few days about roles and responsibilities. Yes, clearly, sir. David is going to be part of those discussions, and once we make those decisions and judgments, then we'll announce them.
Do you think David Cunliffe's good enough to be on your front bench?
Well, David will have an important role to play, and like all of his caucus colleagues, he'll have that discussion with me, and we'll come up with decisions and judgments about that, those allocations of responsibility.
What's your preference, though? Would you like to see David Cunliffe fly up at the front bench?
Well, I want to have the process of talking to all caucus colleagues about what they wish to do, what their priorities are, and where they fit in the allocation of portfolio responsibility.
Do you disagree with David Parker on some of the most major Labor policies? Will he be your finance spokesman?
Well, I'll be talking to all caucus colleagues about what they wish to do, where they and what they wish to offer. David will be foremost amongst those. I'm very keen to see David, Grant and Anaya play a senior role in the leadership of the party going forward.
So is there potential for him to carry on as finance spokesman?
That'll be up to David, but I want to see David and Grant and Anaya play a senior role in the leadership of the party going forward.
Up to David, you say, so what do you mean by that? It's up to him whether he wants the job.
Well, I can't compel people to do any particular role. I want David and Grant and Anaya to play senior roles in the leadership of the party.
Do you agree that you wouldn't have gotten over the line without the support of Anaya Mahuta's support base, essentially, when it transferred over to you in the second and third rounds?
Listen, Anaya has run a very strong race in this whole leadership contest, and plenty of her supporters have been in touch with me. The result is the result. We'll work on that. I think it's important when we assemble our leadership team and the front bench that we are as representative and reflective of New Zealand as possible, and so we'll be taking that into account.
Yes, but by the numbers, you got over the line due to her support crew, her support base, they transferred over to you.
So when we assemble the front bench team and take into account all the relevant factors, yep, that'll be one factor that we'll be taking into account.
In 2017, you're going to be up against John Keyes, a fairly ebullient sort of a character. You're fairly reserved. Are you going to change about Andrew Little?
Well, I'm going to be myself. I'm not a product of anybody's PR machine. And New Zealanders will get to know me, and I'm confident they'll get to like me, as many already do.
What the facts are that you've won largely because
No. Listen, I've had a lot of conversations with people over the last few weeks. The reason is yesterday a chap came up to me to tell me about his business interests and his concern actually as an employer of a lot of semi-skilled workers, his concern about what other employers are doing to undermine and undercut him. A responsible employer who wants to do the right thing. There are a lot of employers like that. And they share their stories with me because they know I understand the labour market. They know I understand them and their issues. And we'll be talking to them about that. And we'll be coming up with solutions to their issues, their problems that they want to hear, that they expect to hear from labour. And we will want support from them.
Do you support free trade deals, the TPP? Is that something that you think New Zealand should do?
Well, labour has long supported free trade, and I'm a supporter of free trade. I have some concerns about the TPPA. There are aspects of the TPPA, as we understand it from... we haven't seen an official text, but we've certainly seen plenty of reportage about what could be in it. And I'm concerned about investor state dispute settlement. I'm concerned about clauses about SOEs. I'm concerned about some of the intellectual property provisions in it. So we need to give very close scrutiny to it.
Could David Cunliffe be your finance spokesman?
Well, I'll be talking to all caucus colleagues about allocation of portfolio responsibility, and David will be one of them. And we will make a decision and a judgment about what job he has.
I was asking if David
Cunliffe
this time.
Yeah. Okay. Ditto, Paddy,
ditto.
Yeah, I'll ask the question.
Could David Cunliffe be your finance spokesman?
Well, I'll be talking to all caucus colleagues about the roles and responsibilities, and we will make decisions and judgments in due course, and they will be announced.
So you wouldn't rule that out?
Sorry,
does that mean you've got no idea? You must have some idea. You don't come into this job without some idea about who you want for that role.
No, I come into this job wanting to be professional and clear about it, and I will act professionally, and I will talk to my caucus colleagues about portfolio allocations and responsibilities, and when we've made those decisions, we will announce them in due course.
Do you believe the Labor Party has to move towards the centre to gain more centrist votes?
I believe the Labor Party has to offer solutions to New Zealand's problems that they see today and in the future. And I think there is a disconnect between the party and a lot of New Zealanders. That's where a large part of our hard work is to find that connection, to talk to those New Zealanders, understand them, understand those issues, and come up with solutions that are relevant to them. That's what we'll be doing.
There's talk about you wanting Carmel Cipollone as your deputy. Is there any proof of that?
I haven't heard that talk, and as I said, I will be talking to all caucus colleagues about the roles and responsibilities, and when we've concluded those discussions, made our decisions, we will announce them accordingly.
Grant Robertson only lost you by 1.04%. Are you confident that he won't have another crack?
Grant, we all knew that this race was very close to call, too hard to call, and so that doesn't surprise me. Grant is an outstanding member of the Labor caucus. He will continue to be that, and I would like him to play a senior role on the leadership of the party.
Do you think that Grant Robertson will give you 3 years?
Yes.
What sort of a message does it send to New Zealand that it took three rounds and it came down to such a tiny margin?
It says that the Labor Party takes seriously the decision about leader, that the contestants in this leadership race were of a very high quality. It was difficult to judge between them. That was the overwhelming feedback from the meetings. A decision has been made, and now we go forward from here.
On those core policies, the capital gains tax and the other ones we talked about, you said you'd consult the caucus about getting rid of them. On the hustings, you said you don't care what the party or the caucus thinks. Under you, they're gone. What's changed?
Well, I don't know which speech you heard that from, because Nelson, I don't recall saying it. But no, sorry?
Was it Nelson and Christchurch hustings?
No, well, I talked about leadership. I said that a leader has to lead. I've made a judgment that the superannuation policy and the capital gains tax policy have been problems for us, and are two reasons why a lot of people haven't voted for us, and therefore we need to review them. So we will have a review process, we'll go through that. I will argue my case in the forums of the party, but my firm view is that we should not be going to the 2017 election with those policies on our slate.
So if your caucus disagrees with you, you should be going into the election selling a policy that you don't like?
Well, there's a review process to go through, and part of that process is formulating our strategy for the next 3 years and for 2017. It won't just be about policy, it'll be about a range of things. We'll talk about those issues. What we will do in 2017 is have a policy platform that is simple, that is clearly understood, and will be widely understood by New Zealanders, and it will give us a chance to win in 2017.
Looking at your website, you named the pension policy as a particular one that you opposed to, but you didn't seem to highlight the capital gains tax quite so highly. Are you more flexible on capital gains, or do you definitely want both of them to be gone?
I've been clear that, personally I have supported and championed both policies. Yeah. My political judgment is that they have been a reason why people haven't voted for us in the last election and the previous two elections, or at least the election before last. And therefore, we have to address those policies. And so we will do that. But I think both have been a problem for us.
What will you be doing to build strong ties with coalition partners like the Greens?
We'll do what we've always done, is forge strong relationships during the term of Parliament. I have said during the leadership race, and I think my colleagues who were also contestants in the race agree, that one of the things we need to do before the 2017 election is indicate who our likely coalition partners are, and I would go further and indicate what policies of those partners, potential partners, are acceptable to us and which are not acceptable to us.
How will you punish disloyalty from MEPs?
What I'm determined to do is to make sure that the caucus is disciplined, and we will do that by having a clearly understood purpose, a very clear mission that we've got, clearly understood roles, and I will lay out my expectations about the conduct of caucus members. The party membership have been very clear in these meetings that they want caucus to be cohesive and to be effective and high impact, and we will all be working to achieve that.
If someone is disloyal, what will you do?
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, but I don't anticipate that that will be happening.
They've been kind of before the election ruled out working with the Māori Party, and obviously it's a long way away until the next one. But on issues of similar interests, like extending paid parental leave, are you happy for your caucus, your Māori caucus, or the party to work with the Māori Party?
Well, as we do in Parliament on legislation, we will work with those parties who support us on an issues-by-issues basis, as we have done with the Māori Party. I don't see that changing at all.
As Labor Party leader, do you think Gary Brownlee got off lightly for breaching airport security, and what do you make of his behaviour at the time?
Well, it was pretty arrogant and pretty reckless, and he's been given his infringement notice by civil aviation. Frankly, it's embarrassing that a transport minister should find himself in that position. But he's got to face up to the consequences and pay the penalty.
Is he fit to be a minister?
He's no longer Minister of Transport. I think he suffers the problem that I think a growing number of Tory cabinet ministers suffer now, which is arrogance and hubris. And I think we'll see more of it.
Do you think there needs to be a clean out of Labour's dead wood? Some of us
We need. I need every single one of the 31 other members of our caucus working diligently and hard and in a focused way to win in 2017.
That
didn't
answer my question.
I think it did.
What will be your question?
Yeah, I want all 32 members of caucus working hard and effectively and diligently so we can win in 2017. I don't agree with that there's dead wood. We've got some pretty hard working, some pretty spectacular members in our caucus. I'll be nurturing that talent, bringing it through, relying on the experience and the skills that we've got in the caucus. And we'll be a great team over the next 3 years.
Do you anticipate that the same 32 will be here in 2017?
Sorry,
do you anticipate that the same 32 will be here in 2017?
Yes, and I'm expecting a lot more besides.
What will be your first action once you've appointed your front bench?
Sorry?
Once you've appointed your front bench, what will be your first action?
Well, we've started the process of getting our planning underway, getting our strategy sorted, getting those discussions on policies, and preparing to hit the ground running for next year.
So policy is really
important. Well, arrangement. All right. I'm being ushered off. Hold on. All right. Thank you.